Good morning. It is 8:18 in the AM. You're listening to Ben and Josh on the morning after.
Yes, you're also listening to Friends. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, honestly, it means a lot when people come into the studio, especially on what, a Monday morning?
So yeah. Hi. Yeah. Mate. Hello. Yes. I am awake.
Let's get the coffee down in here. But we are here talking about your new single and just all things Prince. So firstly, yes. How are you just feeling, I guess? Give us a wee litmus test.
Ooh, how am I feeling? I'm feeling awake. It's Monday morning. Mm-hmm. No, I'm feeling really excited. Like, it's been a pretty hectic weekend with obviously the song releasing on Friday. Mm-hmm. I cried in the car on the way home. Of excitement from Dunedin. We had a little Dunedin show on Thursday night, and yeah, obviously released the song on Friday, and it was just doing really well. We had so much support, so awesome. I cried on the way home.
Oh my god!
Nice. Well, it sounds bad, but it's good. You know, it means you're attached to it and
I was
good.
Overwhelmed.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. So the song is out now. It's called Follow Me. I assume you can just find it on anywhere you can find music.
Yes. Yep.
Perfect. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the track? Just what was the creation like for it?
So I started writing it at the end of last year with a guy called Tom Lee, who's one half of Lee Matthews. And yeah, it's sort of been in the works for obviously a few months, but started writing it about, I always wonder about how to word this, especially on radio. I started writing it about like, when you're sort of at a party, you're out somewhere and you've had a little bit, maybe too much to drink.
And you're a little bit toasted.
Thank you. Yes. You're a little bit toasted.
Yeah, it's fun.
And so that was like the initial, like, I guess the first like verse, I started writing it about that and the first chorus. But also over the last few months, I've been sort of like refining who Prinz is and having a bit of a, I don't know if you call it like a bit of a rebrand.
Yeah.
Wanting to push a little bit more into the electronics side of pop.
Cool.
So I guess it also sort of turned into like a double meaning of like, follow me on this new journey. And that's, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
wow. Very nice.
Sort of two in one.
Yeah. I guess how do you differentiate, you know, Prinz the artist and Alana, you as a regular person? I guess what's like the biggest distinction between that? Is it like very much like a musical alter ego, or is it like kind of just an extension of self?
I'd say it's an extension of self.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a complete new alter ego, although definitely like getting dressed up and you know, playing the shows and being in that mode is obviously feels like a little bit of a different person, but like it's definitely an extension of myself. Yeah.
Cool.
For sure.
That's amazing. And I mean, everyone should be following you on all the places and things. If we had been following you, what have been the last like week of your life, I suppose? Tell us how, because we talked about the emotions of Follow Me being the release.
Yeah.
What's it like leading up to a release day?
Oh, just like the most stressful thing you could ever think of.
Just
that
stress.
Yeah, super stressful. What did I do? I went up to Auckland for some promo stuff last minute. Mm-hmm. I went up and did an interview with the Hits on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd actually been playing, I've been playing a wedding up in Aurora Bay, like up in the Abel Tasman.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
A 2-day wedding, and I was really sick, which was so unfortunate, on Friday and Saturday. Came back on Sunday, was supposed to fly up to Auckland on Monday morning. But I was honestly just so ill, like I couldn't do it. And so I had some things fall through, like I was supposed to go up and do some recording, but because I was sick, I was like, well, there's obviously no point in me doing it. And then had an interview come through last minute, so I was recovering on Monday and then ended up flying up on Tuesday just for the day.
Oh, wow.
So it was, pretty
very
hectic.
Very busy schedule, goodness.
Yeah, came back Tuesday night. Wednesday was just prepping for the show on Thursday in Dunedin. We played at a little bar called Inch Bar. I don't know how well you know Dunedin.
Yeah.
So I think people were wondering what was going on, but it's basically like a 40 cap venue.
Oh, wow.
And it was it was it was so funny. Yes. We could almost pretty much like not fit on the stage.
Oh, wow.
I had a little square about this, like not that anyone could see that because it's radio, but basically couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ended up half of it in the audience, just like seeing a whole bunch of people. It was great fun. Yeah, nice. It was a rowdy Thursday night.
A very intimate
it does.
Show.
Yeah, 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 it does. It was very cool. Yeah. And then, obviously drove back, cried on the way home and set up to all ready to go and crush it.
Awesome. Yeah, so you did a show on Friday at Ducks.
Yes.
Yes. So how did that go? What's the Christchurch crowd like at the moment?
Oh, the Christchurch crowd is so good. Because this is kind of where it started. Yeah, no, it's true, though. Like, this is where it's all started. My audience is sitting in Auckland and Christchurch, mm-hmm. a bit of both. But because I play, obviously, a lot here, it's definitely the biggest crowd. And everyone was, like, crazy. They were all insane. People up on shoulders. Yes. Someone actually came on stage and put me on their shoulders while I was singing. And, like, at the time, I was freaking out. And I was if this goes well, it's going to look sick.
Yeah, but if it doesn't go well, I'm going to face plant
into the pretty much. Yeah, it was borderline. Wow. But no, that's obviously a very successful show.
And I would definitely say so.
Yeah, and it was a sellout, so super excited.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's so awesome to hear.
Yeah.
What does the rest of the year hold for Prince?
Ooh. More sellout gigs.
And I think you can, more sellout gigs,
fingers
I'm sure.
Crossed.
Is there any, secret things you can let us in on, or not so secret things you can tell us about?
Definitely working on more shows, like a bigger sort of national. Can I talk about this?
Glances over to the manager.
He happens to be here, so it's very convenient. working on like a bigger run of national shows towards the end of the year, and obviously a lot more music releases and things like that. So, at the moment, just looking to push Follow Me and push the new vibe of Prince, and then got a couple more songs in the works and a bigger project towards the end of the year. So
very exciting.
All I can really let out. All right.
We won't push too hard,
We're watching with bated breath.
Yeah, yes. Luke's going to come over here and cut the mics if we start saying
too
much.
Yeah, he's really close. He's within reaching distance.
We won't say anymore. That is all good then. Well, how about we give Follow Me a spin so everyone can hear the fantastic track that it is.
Prince, thank you so much for coming into the studio this morning. Gosh, what a blast.
Yes, it's been a wonderful time. Any final words for the RDU listeners before we play this track?
If you want to go stream it, please go stream it. It is out everywhere. Otherwise, you can also follow my social media, which is Prince Music or Prince Music Official on Instagram. Give me a follow, and hope you enjoy the track.
Yes, follow.
Follow me. 'Cause I'm stuck in the middle.